Thank you, Mr. President. There have been some encouraging developments in Nepal, including the adoption of a new constitution, which may be a step towards safeguarding the economic, social and cultural rights of all Nepali people. However, New Zealand remains concerned about aspects of women's rights in Nepal. New Zealand recommends Nepal continue to implement measures to ensure all women and girls have equal access to quality sexual and reproductive health care. New Zealand also recommends that Nepal implement measures to ensure that the rights to acquire, transfer and retain citizenship are extended equally to all women and their children. With respect to continued reports of torture, arbitrary detention, extrajudicial and summary executions, New Zealand recommends that all such allegations be promptly investigated and prosecuted and the perpetrators punished. New Zealand also recommends Nepal accede to the optional protocol to the Convention Against Torture. New Zealand furthermore recommends Nepal investigate and prosecute those who committed human rights violations on both sides of the country's civil war and provide reparations to victims in line with international standards under the newly formed Truth and Reconciliation Commission. Finally, Mr. President, New Zealand commends Nepal on the establishment of constitutional committees to increase protection for human rights, as outlined by the Deputy Prime Minister and Foreign Minister this afternoon. Thank